First, we have some in-studio guests. Today is the summer solstice. It is the longest day of the year. Sun's shining right now. Hopefully, it'll be shining over the weekend because there's some things happening this weekend at the historic Stanton Airfield. We have three people joining us right now. We have Brooke Williams, Ken Ewald, and Jay Briggs on the show. Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Thank you so much for coming in today.
Thank you.
It's summer solstice time. Seems like summer's been and gone already, and we've kind of returned to spring, but it's actually turning the solstices, and you guys have a special event that's coming up for the summer solstice.
We do, the historic Stanton Airfield Summer Solstice Celebration and Fly-In.
All right.
It is a fundraiser event for the historic Stanton Airfield.
Mm-hmm.
And we're hoping to invite the community to come and celebrate with us on Saturday, starting at 11 a.m.
All right. We're going to have more on that in just a couple of minutes. But first of all, let me, you all kind of have different really roles that you play within the historic airfield itself. Brooke, let's start with you.
Yeah, I'm a volunteer for the Friends of Historic Carlton Airport, which mm-hmm. is the nonprofit that was developed to support Stanton Airfield's list as on the national list of registered list of national historic places.
Oh,
that's my tongue twister for the morning.
All right. And Jay, how about you?
Yes, I after retirement, I needed a place to hang out and spend the day. So we call Stanton Adult Daycare. And so I'm an employee, and I do flight instruction. And when I'm not flying, I'm in the shop helping with maintenance.
All right. And we should note what you mentioned, you were retired. You were retired from a career in the airline industry as well. So you're no stranger to the skies.
No. Once aviation gets in your blood, it's there to stay.
All right. Let's move over to Ken. Ken, what's your role in this?
I'm actually part of the Friends of Historic Carlton Airport. And my role is I'm one of the founding members of the this nonprofit, vice president in title, but I've also been involved with the aerospace industry since I was graduated from college with an aero engineering degree
mm-hmm.
and worked in development for aircraft instrumentation for my career.
All right. So I take it, do all three of you fly?
I'm not a pilot. Actually.
Do you like to fly, though?
I get really bad motion sickness. but my husband is a pilot.
Okay.
And I've worked for the Metropolitan Airports Commission for a number of years.
Mm-hmm.
And I've really been adopted by the aviation community. And I've seen so many positive effects from people who join the aviation community in their mental health and their dispositions. And so I'm here to support that and support the aviation community as best as I can with any skills that I have to offer.
All right.
Even if they aren't pilot skills.
Now, let's talk about the get-together. Historically, at the historic Stanton Airfield, you have had a Father's Day, a fly-in for Father's Day. We've talked to many people about that, but that's kind of a, I don't want to say a thing of the past, but a different day.
Yeah, so back just a few years ago, you know, we had the pandemic and things really, really could not get together as a community. And so it didn't come back to the airport. It still exists. But what we wanted to do is we wanted to reengage our local community, the Northfield and Randolph and all the folks all around us here, in a celebration out at the old airfield. And this is our first run at it. It's actually Jay's idea. He's the one that had put the whole thing together mm-hmm. from what do we do and how do we do it. So he could probably talk about more about his genesis of it. But we think that, you know, it's really something that, you know, we can highlight a lot of the ties between our various communities, and we're really looking forward to doing this.
All right. Jay, let's talk a little bit about the origin of this and how you got it started.
Well, it started as a result of COVID, basically. Mm-hmm. We used to have the Father's Day pancake breakfast.
And that was the Lions Club were involved in that, were they not?
Yes, they did the operation, and we basically hosted it and provided the venue for it. And there were some issues, and they decided to go to the Cannon Falls Fairgrounds. The other issue is that there's a lot of competition during Father's Day at fly-ins. Everybody seems to be hosting a Father's Day fly-in breakfast. So we saw over the years that the number of people flying in over the years diminished to the point where, you know, maybe if we had 20, 30 airplanes fly in, that was about it. Where in its heyday, we had more than 100, 120 airplanes fly in.
Ooh. Yeah. How many airplanes can you handle flying in? That's got to be fairly close to capacity.
Well, ask Oshkosh.
Exactly. I just would hate to be the air traffic controller for that particular event. But can you handle 100 planes or more?
Oh, I believe we've heard the numbers from some of the older MSC club members, which is the Minnesota Soaring Club, that there have been up to 400 aircraft during a pancake breakfast.
Wow.
In and out, not necessarily simultaneously, but over the course of the whole event. And our event is unique because it's going to be an afternoon event from fly-in, so we actually don't quite have quite a grasp of how many airplanes. Mm-hmm. We're hoping for quite a number. We're doing something completely different than other fly-in events as well, because we'll have live music. We're going to have deep pit barbecue. We're having cotton candy. And we're having kids' paper airplane contests every half hour. So we're really integrating something for everyone in the family in this fly-in. It's not just pancakes. It's more than just pancakes. It's going to be quite the celebration.
Yeah. Now, is it required that you fly into this, or can you drive in?
You can walk, bike, fly, horseback. We've got facilities to park any of those.
You know, looking at the forecast, it looks like, hopefully, knock on wood, Saturday afternoon is going to be okay. We're going to get a lot of rain Friday and maybe even Saturday morning, but draining off, drying out a little bit by Saturday afternoon. So it's you guys doing it rain or shine, or?
Yep, right now we are.
Stop on by. We've got tents.
We have the band scheduled, so if anything, we'll have live music.
What band is playing?
We have two amazing artists scheduled. We've got Wendy and the Zillionaires, which is a local band from Cannon Falls. Super talented, does a variety of different music. And then we have Maurice Jaycox, and We Still Are. And Maurice used to work with Bonnie Raitt on her first record and plays pretty regularly down at the Dakota in Minneapolis and is just fantastic. Super, super talented gentleman. And We Still Are has some of the best musicians in the Twin Cities. They are low-key amazing.
Now, good stuff. Now, where's this going to be held? Is it going to be all outside or in one of the hangars or anything out there? Or
what's going to be in one of the hangars.
Okay. Yeah. All right.
All of the above. It's going to be a little bit inside, a little bit outside. We have tents set up. We're going to have great time.
Wonderful. What else do we need to know about the Summer Solstice fly-in this weekend at Stanton?
Admission is $10 a person. Children 13 years and under get in for free, and we're going to have a silent auction and a $1 raffle that goes all day long, and we've got something like 60 prizes that from all over the community, so stop on by. There's some really good stuff. We're auctioning off a motorcycle from 1971, one of the old Honda.
A Honda 350
Scrambler.
Yes. Man, I want it already.
I know. Me too. That's what I told my husband. Let's think about it.
All right. Well, it sounds like a wonderful time. Anything else you'd like to mention while we have you on here?
Well, yes. Part of the fundraising is also for the local Stanton Civil Air Patrol Squadron. So,
which is an excellent program.
They are amazing young people. We've had them in here usually a couple of times a year.
And the Stanton bunch is the cream of the crop, I tell you. They're wonderful.
I would think so. I am very impressed with them. I am very impressed with them, so that definitely goes to a good cause.
Yeah.
Thank you for joining us. Have a wonderful time this weekend. May that weather be sunny, and just everybody come on out and have some fun out there.
Yeah, I'll save you cotton candy.
Go after my sweet tooth.
Thank you for spending some time with us. We really appreciate it.
Thanks for coming in. Best of luck to you.
Yeah.